Opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, a proud member of the WRCA Radio Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
The Hornets take on Lancaster. It's coming up here on the radio. I talked earlier this week with Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles. Brian, looking back to the game against Wisconsin Heights, it was kind of a night of streaks for the Hornets, and unfortunately, you kind of dug yourself in some big holes, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, the Heights being able to come out and build that early lead. You know, we had that long break, and unfortunately, just because of schedules, you know, couldn't get into the gym, and I think it showed a little bit. We were flat coming out. I think they built an 18-point lead at one point in that first half. We were able to chip it away and get it down to single digits at halftime. The last 7 to 10 minutes, we were able to do some really good things. Obviously came up a little bit short, but the message to our guys is we've got to be able to come out, as we've talked about many times before this season, with a level of consistency, so we don't get into those situations, because it was definitely a winnable game, but putting yourself in that hole to start with, we just couldn't get ourselves all the way out of it.
We had some underclassmen that really stepped up and provided, you know, potential game winners. You know, Jaden Shep had a three, and Brady Dosh's only basket was right there at the end. You know, those were really clutch things for some underclassmen, weren't they?
And those are the strides that are being made. Obviously you'd like to see it translate into wins. And that will come. It's definitely coming, but you see those examples of the young guys, two great examples you just talked about there. That's the improvement that we're slowly starting to see. And then it becomes, you know, being able to consistently perform like that. I was really happy for Brady with that last drive as a big shot. He put us up, because there were struggles earlier in the game, both for him and Jaden. So for them to have the resiliency to come back and do that, it's a huge step forward for them. And, you know, we've seen that over and over again with some of our other younger players. So it's a great thing to see.
And sometimes, you know, one player can just spark the team. And I thought Wes Bosworth, really dug deep there and kind of put the team on his back a couple of times.
And Wes has been doing that all season as our captain. You know, as a junior captain, I think he's been doing a great job of leading by example with his effort. I think it's also worth mentioning, Trayton Shep, the spark that he gave us with his shooting in the second half, and he's done that a couple of times this year. So, you know, we're giving great examples of our young guys, you know, stepping up in certain moments, and it's progressing, and it's continuing to get better, and we just need to stay the path and just keep working at it every single night.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles on tonight's pregame show.
What is it that makes you powerful? It's not only having a voice, but knowing that it's heard loud and clear. We understand knowledge can change your life and that energy will continue to power it. And because you're part of a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we're always listening. Because you're more than just a customer, you're a member. And what's more powerful than that?
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Tired of the same old burger and fries? Then Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant has the answer. From the first bite of the salsa and chips to the last bite of fried ice cream, they serve authentic Mexican cuisine that will tantalize your taste buds. Stop in before the game or call ahead and pick up after. Los Amigos is an experience in dining you won't want to miss. Check out the daily meal and drink specials and don't forget the gift cards. Wednesday is buy one, get one free on margaritas at Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant, 100 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039. That's 608-604-6039. Or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Brian Poles, Richland Center Boys basketball coach, is our guest. Brian, one of the nice things about basketball is you suffer a loss against Wisconsin Heights, and you don't have much time to dwell on a loss. You come right back and play another game on Friday night.
That's what's happening, and yeah, you have 2 days to be able to come in look at what you maybe did not so well that previous game, but then you're looking forward to that next game. And so that's our mentality. Two quick practices here before getting back into conference against Lancaster, a team that is young and up and coming. I think they're 6-7 right now. They got a couple of sophomores that lead them. And so they're going to continue to get better, not only this year, but in the years to come. So they play really hard. I think they're going to extend some pressure against us on Friday. So we've got to be able to handle that. We've got to match their effort level. And it'll be coming down to how well we take care of the ball, whether or not we can compete.
Being a very young team, it seems that your team, members, they're going to be battling them for the next few years, aren't they?
It will, yeah, that's a good point. You know, our groups are similarly aged, so it'll be fun to watch these two teams over the next 2 to 3 years, how they grow and stack up against each other, because you're right, they are very similarly set up in their youth, I think that, give them credit, they've been playing a lot better recently, and we know, Coach Knapp always has them ready to play hard. We know they're going to give their best effort.
Sometimes teams don't shoot the best in the Lancaster Gymnasium, Brian, and I know you played there as well. Is it something with the background, or why do you think that would be?
Yeah, I think, they've got a little bit different floor color as well. They've got the stage, and it's all white back there. Usually when you have a stage background, it's darker. Those factor into it. It has been, generally, you're right, a place where sometimes you struggle shooting. Personally, I always like to shoot there. It's all about the shooter's eye. I think for us, it's going to be shot selection, trying to get the ball in the paint, playing inside out if we are taking those outside shots, but really focusing on trying to get as good of a shot around the basket as we can.
Certainly, you stay busy. Friday, Monday games, you're just kind of not much practice time after tonight, right?
Yeah, that's a quick turnaround. With our Saturday schedule with the youth, we probably won't get much of a chance, if any, to really be on the floor, maybe watch a little bit of film before that Monday game. But like you said, as a player, that's what you like, to be able to just, you know, play and then, you know, get back in the gym as soon as you can. So Mauston's a team that, you know, they've got a really, really talented senior, set the school scoring record. So we've got our hands full there. And it'll be interesting how we transition from Friday to Monday, especially after our last experience with our break.
Excellent. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Brian, and good luck this week.
Thank you, Phil.
That's Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Poles on the pregame show as we lead toward game time tonight between the Hornets and Lancaster. That is coming up next.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Lancaster High School, hello everyone. Welcome to Southwest Wisconsin Conference Basketball. The Hornets taking on the Arrows. Lancaster coached by Brian Knapp, now in his seventh year of coaching, and comes in with a record overall this year of 6-7. They are 1-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. And a young squad for Lancaster. We talk about Richland Center, and they have their classes pretty well represented, a lot of younger teams, but the Arrows have 8 sophomores on the varsity, 3 seniors and 3 juniors. That comprises the roster, so they certainly are an up-and-coming team. Lost starter Mitch Wolf last year, otherwise pretty well everybody back this year, so they have a little bit of experience, and they are a quick team. Coach Brian Poles expects them to do a little pressing tonight as well. Hornets trying to be ready for that, trying to bounce back. Richland Center currently on a 4-game losing streak, dating back to the win over Highland just after the holidays. And Lancaster recently broke a 4-game losing streak with a win over Belmont. Earlier tonight, Lancaster defeated Richland Center 43-18 in JV action. We'll come back with more from Lancaster in a moment. High school boys basketball tonight is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters, whose announcements you'll be hearing during the course of the broadcast tonight. Tim Feed is our engineer, and we'll have more about basketball here in Lancaster in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster's been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y Series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Thank you.
Christ National Anthem from Lancaster High School. It's performed by the Lancaster High School Pep Band. Starting lineups will be announced for the folks that have gathered here. We'll introduce you to them on the radio as well. The Hornets led by Wes Bosworth, just over 12 points per ball game. Liam Fingerson about 9.5 per ball game. And Jaden Shep with 6 points per ball game. Wes Bosworth averaging rebounding around 7 per ball game. And assist-wise, Tyler Woodman and Wes Bosworth both averaging around 2 per ball game. The lights are currently out here in Lancaster, on purpose, of course. They're going to do a spotlight introduction. But so I can go by memory for the Hornets. Starting tonight, number 1, Jaden Shep, who is a freshman. Number 3, Brady Dosh, a sophomore. Number 40, Garrison Weiss. He is a junior. Number 42, Liam Fingerson. He is a sophomore. Number 44, Wes Bosworth. He is a junior. On the other side for the Lancaster Flying Arrows, number 1 is Zach Hermanson. He is a sophomore. Also wearing number 4, Tyler Timmerman, who is a junior. Number 5 is Michael Murphy, a junior. Number 11 is Taylor Williams. He is a sophomore. And starting at number 24, that's Connor Raisbeck. He is a senior for the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Coached by Coach Knapp and company. Spotlights on them now as they are introduced in the darkened gym. And we're just about set for action. Hornets out to the floor now in their black and orange uniforms. And Lancaster in the home whites with the blue. Wow, and the lights come on. And everybody, woof, says, that's bright all of a sudden. We are ready to roll here. The Arrows out to the floor. Good crowd on hand. Still filing in tonight. It's a little bit earlier start, which I always appreciate. The JV game again went pretty quickly here tonight. Lancaster getting set to jump center against Weiss. Tip is controlled by the Hornets. Garrison Weiss gets it back to Jaden Shep, and we're underway. Shep behind the back dribble. Throws left side to Brady Dosh. Dosh down to the baseline. Caught here by Bosworth. Bosworth with the ball. Drives toward the top of the circle. Cross court knocked away by Lancaster and saved by Timmerman. Tyler takes it to the corner. Three-pointer Arrows on the way. Rims off for Hermanson. And the rebound by Jaden Shep. On the fly to the other side, Weiss, Shep, low Fingerson, head fake, shot is good, and the Hornets are on the board. Liam Fingerson with the basket. Arrows ball, Hermanson on the right wing, hands off now to Timmerman. Tyler on the drive, free throw line left. Murphy gives it now to Williams. Williams top of the circle looking for a cutter through the lane. Now Hermanson, near side, follow A.J. Timmerman. It's up, no good for a 2. And the rebound is scrapped for Garrison Weiss. Nice save to Jaden Shep. And the Hornets have the basketball. Shep back to Weiss. And Garrison walks it across the half-court line. Lost the handle. Now brings it over to Bosworth. Man-to-man defense by the Arrows. Putting on some solid pressure right now. Bosworth takes it. Now gives it over to Shep in the deep corner. Jaden off the screen. Brings it. Now they'll start over. Top of the circle. Held up here by Fingerson. Left side, Dosh, bounce feed, Bosworth, 3 from the deep corner, it is good! And the Hornets off to a 5-0 start. Lancaster trying to respond, taking it up the floor, Williams in the corner. Williams looking, now brings it back, top of the circle, Murphy, hands off to Timmerman, back to Williams, bounce feed, Hermanson. And he's got it, drives, free throw line left, now a little paint, leans in, 14-footer on the rim, and no good. Rebound West, Bosworth. Hornets make a stop and another chance to get a little bit more on them. 5-0 Hornets early on. Bosworth, top of the circle, left side to Garrison Weiss, rolls it low. Fingerson throws it in for a give and go. Fingerson's going to be called, or was it? No, it was going to be Weiss on the pass, and he is called for traveling. So the ball goes back to the Arrows. No backcourt pressure from the Hornets. They drop back. We concentrate on the half-court game at both ends of the floor tonight, according to Coach Brian Poles. Arrows handoff. Williams, 16-footer on the rim, won't stay. Rebound by Timmerman in the lane and now rolls it out, and the Arrows reset the offense. On a drive, Williams gives it back to Timmerman. Zimmerman leans in, tries to give and go low, and it's knocked out of bounds by Brady Dosh. It'll be Lancaster basketball. Arrows with the out-of-bounds play, stacking it up here on the sideline. And here comes the inbound flip, and it's out of bounds. Lancaster turns it over. Coach Brian Foles could have caught that ball. Thrown right at him here in the coach's box. So it will come back for the Hornets. And they will put it in play. 15-20 remaining in the first half. 5-0 Richland Center. Jaden Sheff with the basketball. Sheff in the backcourt. Now drives across the half-court line behind the back dribble. Spins it back now to Bosworth. Bosworth to Jaden Sheff. Three on the way and no good. Rebound pulled down by Timmerman. Outlet pass for Williams. Arrows roll with it here on the near side. The Hornets get back nicely on defense. Pass goes low. Knocked away. Hermsen lost it. Jaden Sheff picks it up. Hornets getting some stops. Now trying to convert a little more on offense as they have the opportunities. Dosh near side. Here is Bosworth. Thought about a long three and now drives back toward the top of the circle. They'll set it up to Weiss in the deep corner. Bounce feed low. Bosworth posting up. Moves from the left side quickly. Goes in. Tough shot. Won't go. Gets his own miss. And now the Arrows rip it away. It'll be Connor Raisbeck with the takeaway. And the Arrows take it back with the offense going to the left side. Hermsen leans in and lays it up and good. First basket for the Arrows. They're on the board. 5-2. Richland Center basketball. Bosworth walks it up. Hornets with a handful of missed opportunities early on here, but lead by three. Fingerson just up to the baseline. Moves in. Fires back to Dosh. And he gets away from the defense. Back to Fingerson. Liam in the lane now. Leans in. Creates a shot and scores. Liam with two baskets tonight. That makes it 7-2. Richland Center. Arrows into the front court. Top of the circle. Murphy. Right side, Timmerman. Tyler airmails it back to Hermsen. Left side, now deep corner. Three on the way, Arrows. No, in and out. Rebound, Bosworth. Nice job by Abe Wes. Abe could play later. Wes Bosworth with the basketball on the right wing. Holds it up, gives it back to Jaden Sheff. Sheff penetrates a bit. 14-foot rainbow. Good for the Hornets, who lead it 9-2 early on here in Lancaster country. Hermsen to the corner. Murphy drives around, knocked away by Fingerson. Murphy picks it back up. Arrows will get the ball and set it up. Williams left wing on a drive. Nothing. Fires to the corner. Murphy kicks it out. Three on the way. Arrows, that is good for Murphy. That'll make it 9-5. Richland Center. Hornets airmail it up to Jaden Sheff. Sheff back to Bosworth, and Wes will walk it across the timeline. Looks to the inside. West backs off toward half court, looking, and now fires to Dosh. Dosh, bounce feed down to the corner. Jaden Sheff. Weiss sets a screen for him. Give a go back to Garrison, and he will shoot. No, wouldn't stay. Put back, no good, but a foul call. First foul of the game is on Lancaster. 12:33 remaining in the first half. And Garrison Weiss goes to the free throw line. Foul is on number four, Tyler Timmerman. And Garrison Weiss at the line. This one in the air, and it is no good. And for Richland Center, Trayton Sheff. Sheff replacing Brady Dosh. And Tyler Woodman will be in a moment. I think he'll be coming in for the shooter, Garrison Weiss. Second free throw in the air, and it is no good. And the rebound by Liam Fingerson. Back to Weiss. Bosworth now kicks it out. Trayton Sheff back to Bosworth. Screens are set. Hornets looking for some picks in the lane. Now Weiss, low post, now makes his way. Tough shot, won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Connor Raisbeck. Connor brings it up now to Williams. Down to the corner, quick transition, and a three by number three, Dane Kaufman. 9-8 ball game. Timeout, Lancaster. 12:08 remaining, first half. Hornets lead by one on the road tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane provider, there's no settling for second best. Since 1939, Ferrellgas has delivered dependable hometown service to its customers. Serving the local community, the employee owners at Ferrellgas provide everyday low pricing and the quality service you and your family deserve.
Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, there's never a better choice than Ferrogas. Click ferrogas.com or call 647-2164.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
Hornets lose it on a turnover, and the basket is going to be up and good by Connor Raisbeck. That makes it 10-9. Lancaster takes its first lead. Foul is called on Liam Fingerson. That's his first. And going to the line, Raisbeck. Shot on the way for the three-point play, and he missed the free throw. Rebound by Wes Bosworth, and we're underway. Bosworth up near half court, gives to Jaden Shep. Shep on the near side, drives to the left hand, down to the corner. Trayton back to Bosworth. Bosworth to the corner. Trayton Shep on a dribble drive, pulls up, nothing, fires it now out to Tyler Woodman. Woodman down to the corner. Shep now back to Bosworth. Hornets patiently going at the half-court game, which Coach Poles feels is the key tonight. Hornets can't get into a running game with his team. Ball goes to Bosworth inside, plows his way in, gets a shot off. It's no good. And the rebound by Raisbeck. Baseball's it the other way. Here's Murphy stopping and scoring. Michael Murphy makes it a 12-9 game. Arrows back on a nice roll now. And they have scored 10 straight points. Pass left side, knocked down, picked up now by Murphy. He'll drive again on a fast break chance. Put back no good. Blocked by Trayton Shep out of bounds. Good hustle. Zach Hermson returns to the lineup for the Arrows. And the Hornets, I believe, are going to use a timeout. 10:57 remaining in the first half. Lancaster has come back to lead this one after the Hornets were up by 7. The Arrows have scored 10 in a row. And lead at 12-9. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Horn sounds, and the teams head back to the floor now here at Lancaster High School. Phil Nee with you on a Friday night. Making our way down here. Roads weren't too bad tonight. Just a little bit of residue on the roads, I guess I'll say, after the storms we've had. And, of course, always a little blowing going on down here on the ridge. But a good night. A lot of times we come to Lancaster, it's sleeting or something, it seems like. Pass comes inbound. Kaufman, three on the way from the corner, no good. Rebound Arrows, they'll feed it into the lane. Hermson shot on the rim, and it won't stay. And the rebound pulled down by Wes Bosworth. Hornets get the stop after a couple of Lancaster misses, and now it goes out to Jaden Shep. Back to the left side, Tyler Woodman. Woodman puts it on the floor, gives to Shep. Drayton to Jaden in the corner. Deep baseline, Fingerson into Bosworth in the lane. He's fouled on a shot. Good movement of the ball by the Hornets. Everybody touching it. And Bosworth heads to the line. He's got a three-point basket tonight to his credit. Hornets trying to break a little bit of a scoring drought now. As Wes takes a look. First one on the way, and no good. Into the game for the Arrows. Number four, Tyler Timmerman, one of the original starters. I had a chance to sample some of the fine popcorn cuisine here at Lancaster, and it was pretty good. Not as good as Richland Centers. I think Centers is one of the better in the conference. This one up and no good, not a bounce. I am a popcorn connoisseur. Had a little bit of it over the years. Many gyms. So the ball went out of bounds, and the Arrows will bring it in play. Leading 12-9, 10.5 to play in the first half. Hermson on the right wing. Dribble drive back to the left side. Now throws it in the corner, and looking is Kaufman. Feeds it back to Hermsen. The lane kicks it out. Three on the way. Arrows no good from Tillman. Put back up, and that is good by Taylor Williams. 14-9, Lancaster. And the Hornets with the ball. Jaden Shep over to Tyler Woodman. Woodman on a drive, dishes to the corner. Fingerson back to Bosworth, low. He'll plow in with a left-hand shot, no good. Put back up, and that is good. Hornets break a scoring drought, and that makes it 14-11. Arrows across the half-court line. Setting up is Lane Ryder. Pass goes to the corner. Hermsen. Hermsen holds it up. And now back to Timmerman. Entry pass, leaning in his coffin. Throws to the baseline. Here's Williams. He'll drive. A little rainbow from about 10 feet up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Tyler Woodman. Tyler's going to penetrate down low. Goes in and scores. Lancaster didn't turn around, and Tyler Woodman beat him back. It's a one-point game. 14-13. Arrows by one. Ryder goes left side. Timmerman on the wing. Throws it inside to Williams. Kicks to the corner. Three on the way. Good for Hermsen. Third three of the night for the Arrows. 17-13. They lead. Just under 9 minutes remaining here in the first half. Creighton Shep throwing it low to Fingerson. And miscommunication. It rolls out of bounds. And it will be Lancaster ball. Connor Raceback is in for the Arrows. Garrison Weiss and Brady Dush return for the Hornets. Jaden Shep and Liam Fingerson check out. Arrows by four here early on. First half action. Pass goes over to Ryder. Lane holding it on the weak side. Throws to Hermsen. Now kicks it out. Three on the way. And it is no good. Rims off for Timmerman. Put back is good by the Arrows. That is up by Hermsen. And now the Hornets with the ball trailing by six. 19-13. Ball to the near side. Boss. And that was a nice shot on the way for Wes Bosworth. It is up and no good. Rebound by Hermsen. Hornets got the look they wanted. It didn't fall. Pass comes to the near side. Williams. Williams crossover dribble. Looking in the lane. Nothing. Fires back to Ryder. Ryder with the ball. Backs off toward half court. Bounce speed low. There's Hermsen sprinting toward the lane. Leaves it up. No good. Rebound put back up, and that one is good by Tyler Timmerman. That makes it 21-13, and now the Hornets will use another timeout. 7:52 remaining, first half, 21-13, Lancaster on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Timeout by the Hornets, hoping they can get a little boost going on offense again. Brady Dash for the basketball. Drayton Shep on the wing. Drayton looks, fires it back to Fingerson. The pass deflected. Hermsen gets the steal, and Fingerson is fouled in the backcourt going after the ball. That'll be on number one, Zach Hermsen. That will be his second. Hornets have been called for three, and the Arrows, the other way around. Arrows have been called for three. The Hornets with just one. Inbound pass. Dosh, 15-footer on the rim for Brady. No good. Tipped up, no good by Weiss. Picked up by Fingerson. Kicks it out. Woodman for three and got it. That was a tough three. And the Hornets get a little closer. Within five, 21-16. Arrow basketball down to the baseline. Raisbeck back it in. Raisbeck leaning in against Weiss. Now the pass into the lane again, and a foul called on the Hornets. Tyler Timmerman was in the process of shooting. So the ball goes to the free throw line for the Arrows to try and make a pair. It'll be a shooting two situation. The foul called on Creighton Shep. His first free throw is no good. Timmerman with the miss. Lancaster is 0 for 3 from the line so far to start the game. And the second throw Zimmerman with 2 points tonight. Gets the ball back from the official. And this one in the air, and it is no good. And Weiss with the rebound. Gary takes it over to the right side. Shep across the half-court line. Drayton yo-yos the dribble. Stops against the double team. Down to Brady Dash on the baseline. Now Weiss low. Kicks it out. Drayton, Shep near side. Woodman. Woodman cross court to Dash. Brady to Trayton, shakes the defense, three on the way, and that is good. They give him a two. They say his toe is on the line. Nonetheless, Trayton Shep buries one, and the Hornets now getting a little closer. 21-18, Arrow basketball. Ball to Timmerman on the right side, 6:35 remaining, first half. Down Murphy's way, he'll bring it back into the corner. Timmerman, down Murphy, put three for the Arrows, and got it. Michael Murphy with his second triple, and that makes it 24-18. Arrows. Hornets take it across the timeline. Woodman back to Dash. Now Fingerson on the wing. Drives down low. Lays it up short. No. Rebound pulled down by Raisbeck. And the ball comes the other way. Murphy, left side. Hornets get back nicely and cut him off. They'll kick it out. Three on the way. Again, that's Murphy. Michael Murphy nails his second three in a matter of seconds. And that'll make it 27-18. Quickly, this game changes. 9-point lead for the Arrows. Woodman now to Dodge. Brady drives. He's cut off. Throws it back to Tyler. Top of the circle. He'll drive low. Fires it over to the near side. Josh with the ball. Cross court tipped away by the Arrows. Picked up by the Hornets. Weiss makes the basket, but they're going to call a foul on the Hornets before the shot. Liam Fingerson. That'll be his second. Into the game for the Hornets, Wes Bosworth and Jaden Shep will return. Let's dash Jaden Shep along with Liam Fingerson, Garrison Weiss, and Wes Bosworth. The original starters for the Hornets, 5.5 to play in the first half. 27-18, Arrows will shoot a three. Top of the key, no good for Kaufman. Rebound by Fingerson. Outlet pass to Brady Dash. Hornets across the timeline. Jaden Shep yo-yos the dribble, looks, now lobs it back door. Garrison Weiss going in for the gusto. Shot on the way, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Connor Raisbeck. Raisbeck with the outlet pass. Hermson crosses over. Free throw line left. Dumps it off to Murphy. Three from the corner is good for Timmerman. Arrows fighting the range from outside. They were missing early on, but they're not missing now. 12-point lead at 30-18. For Lancaster. Still 4:50 to go in the half. Stolen away by Murphy. He'll drive. He'll shoot a two. It is good. Murphy with one just from the free throw line left. And that makes it 32-18 Arrows. They certainly have hit the accelerated early on here. Jaden Shep across half court. Now to Dash on the left side of the lob. Brady leaves it in for Bosworth. Back to Jaden. Three on the way. And it is no good. Rebound fought for, and Connor Raisbeck, and a putback by Bosworth. He got it away and got it in. Bosworth with his second basket. That was a hard blue-collar effort. That makes it 32-20. Arrows with the ball. Murphy, Hermson on the near side. Drives low, cut off by West. Pass comes back to Murphy. Left side, Kaufman. Right side, Hermson. Now back to Timmerman. He'll drive, throws it low. Head fake now plowing in for a shot. No good. Reverse lay-in blocked by Bosworth. Hornets hold their ground. Do not foul. Nice play. Ball comes up from Dash to Jaden Shep. Shep airmails it back to Dash. Lobs it off for Garrison Weiss in the corner. Weiss drives around the double team. Takes it in and scores. First bucket for Garrison Weiss. 32-22. Hornets put some pressure on. The Arrows have it tapped away in the corner. Tyler Woodman, and looks like Hayden Bindle is checking in, one of the Hornet captains. Coming in is number two, Lance Ryder for Lancaster. Arrows with the basketball, and looking here from the far sideline, they're looking for the entry pass, and here it comes. Inbound, out to the top of the wheel, Murphy. Murphy makes a move in the lane, a little line, not wide today. Now kicks to the corner, three on the way, and it won't stay for Williams. Rebound by Jaden Shep. Shep across the half-court line, 3:17 to play. First half, Bosworth on the drive, goes in with the left hand, yes, and a foul call. Bucket will count. Lancaster is trying to take the charge and didn't quite get set. So Wes Bosworth goes to the line. Boy, it's cutting away at that deficit a little bit. 32-24, counting the bucket. And the plus one attempt is coming up. Liam Fingerson is out for the Hornets. So it's Shep and Weiss, Woodman, Bosworth, and Bindle. Free throw is good by Bosworth. That makes it 32-25 in favor of the Arrows. 3:08 remaining here in the first half. Hornets have made progress after getting down just a little bit ago by 14. Now the drive on the left side down to the corner. Coughlin for three on the rim and went up and hit the upright above the backboard. And that's counted out of bounds, and the Hornets will have the ball. Arrows bounce one off. And they'll fall back into a full-court press now, which we have expected to see. Man-to-man, length of the court. Woodman brings it across half-court. Throws it right side. Bosworth. West looks inside. Back to Woodman on the left wing. Tyler on a drive. Fires it back door. There's Bindle going in for a shot from behind the glass. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Connor Raisbeck. Outlet pass now for Ryder. Ryder throws it left side. Kaufman wanted to get open. Couldn't. Cross court. Taken away. Brady. Jaden Shepard's got some hops. Drives the other side. Throws it low and out of bounds. Tipped by Lancaster. It will be Hornet basketball. Jaden Shep just a little bit ago had a rebound. And there he went up and stole away a pass. So, yeah, he's got some moves. So the inbound will come from Garrison Weiss. 2:23 remaining. First half, Hornets still trying to make up some ground. Down by seven. So they have cut the deficit in half from what it was previously. Weiss looking and lobbing it in. Jaden Shep grabs it, throws it back to Bosworth. West top of the circle for the Hornets. West looking inside, now uses the dribble with the left hand. Backs off court, half court. Lancaster in a man-to-man defense. Bosworth to Jaden Shep. Shep air mails it back to Woodman on the right side. Woodman on a drive. Fires it off now to Bindle. Bindle lobs it low. Bosworth. West gets around the defender. Goes in and scores. West having a big first half finish here. 32-27. Here's a three by Lancaster at the other side. Up no good for Ryder. Rebound by Hermsen. Kicks it out to Murphy. Three on the way. Got it. Michael Murphy, dead-eye here tonight. That makes it 35-27. Arrows back in the lead by eight. Hornets down to the corner. Woodman with a minute 40 remaining in the first half. Back to the near side. Held up by Bosworth. West looks to the inside. Now drives back toward half court. Leaves the dribble. Woodman to the rescue. Comes over from the left side. Makes the grab. Pass to the left side. Here's Bindle for a three. In and out for Hayden. And the rebound taken down by Raisbeck. Outlet pass Hermsen. Hermsen in the paint. Throws it to the baseline. That's Murphy. Murphy drives. Dishes low. Shot no, but a foul called. That will be the fourth on the Hornets, which will even the fouls up. Number 40, Garrison Weiss with his first. And at the free throw line for Lancaster, Connor Raisbeck. He's 0 for 2 from the strike. Tyler Fishnick will be in a moment for the Arrows. This one is no good. Coming into the game will be Brady Dosh for Richland Center. And Drake Kashep for Richland Center. A couple of quick switches. And now Raisbeck will get a second look. Arrows by eight here in the waning moments of the first half. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Raisbeck makes it 36-27 in favor of the Arrows. 1:11 remaining in the first half. Got some great events coming up on WRCO Sports. The Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update at halftime gives us some high school sport news. Ball top of the wheel. Woodman on a drive. Bounce feed low. There's Bosworth. Leans in with the left hand. Good. Oh, what a play by Wes Bosworth. He's got 14. 36-29 in favor of the hosting Lancaster Flying Arrows. They can score quickly. Pass to Williams, right side, nothing. Dishes to the corner. Ryder around the defense. Knocked down by the Hornets. Picks up the dribble again. Passes into Murphy in the lane. He creates a shot. It's no good. And the rebound by Tyler Whitman. Tyler will bring it across the half-court line for the Hornets. Accelerates to the right. Stops. Free throw line. Now drops it in to Bosworth. Wes will go in. Scores! And a plus one. Oh! Wes has got the hot hand tonight. 24 seconds remaining. That makes it 36-31. Hornets within five, as close as they have been. Wes really led the team's comeback against Heights the other night. This free throw is good. That'll make it a four-point game, 36-32. High-scoring affair here at Lancaster. Garrison Weiss returns for Trayton Shep. Hornets put in their tall lineup here at the end of the half, and the Arrows will put it in play. Lance Ryder across the half-court line, 18 seconds. Near side, Kaufman. Air mails it back to Ryder. Outlet knocked away by Jaden Shep behind the back dribble. Scoops into Brady Dosh. Brady goes in. It won't go. Tipped around with 6 seconds. Picked up by the Arrows. They're across half court with three, and then a foul called with 2.1 seconds remaining. That'll be the Hornets' fifth foul. No free throw. There was no shooting involved in that. And the Arrows bring back Zach Hermson, their point guard, probably for some shooting ability here at the end of the first half. Ryder will be the inbounder on the baseline. Arrows maintaining a four-point lead. Here goes the kick. A look. I'll take a look. They'll get into the corner. It's going to be Kaufman. Shot away at the buzzer. No good. And that'll do it for the first half of basketball. Good half. The Hornets play catch-up. 36-32. They trail Lancaster. They were down 32-18. So they have made some great progress there at the end of the half, and they made it an interesting and a fun ball game through 18 minutes. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update as coverage continues on a Friday night of area boys basketball on the road in Lancaster with the Richland Center Hornets boys basketball team. I'm Phil Mee. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
High school sport news tonight. We look at the Wiz Sports basketball poll for girls and boys basketball. The number one rated girls team in Division I is Verona. Also in Division II, Pewaukee leads the way. Division III is led by Waupun. And Division IV, Laconia is the top team. Cuba City's girls are rated number six. In Division V in the Wiz Sports poll, Assumption is number one. Royal is rated number six. Boys basketball, De Pere is the number one team. Division II, it is Wisconsin Lutheran, number one. Mount Horeb is number eight. That's one of the teams that we have seen along the broadcast way this year. In Division III, St. Thomas More is the number one ranked team. And also from the area in Division IV, a few teams that are rated in the Wiz Sports poll include number one, Mineral Point, one of the top teams in the state, and their conference foe Darlington at 13-1 is rated number three. Division V, Solon Springs is the number one team. Cashton is rated number three. Potosi, number four. North Crawford, which just suffered its first loss of the year, 12-0 going into last night at a one-point loss against Southwestern. Royal is rated number eight, and the Ithaca Bulldogs are ranked number 10 in the Wiz Sports poll. The Bulldogs have lost just one, and they have key games coming up in the next week and a half against North Crawford, the rematch, and against Royal in a non-conference setting. In wrestling news, Richland Center High School will be hosting a girls' varsity wrestling invitational tomorrow. Many teams will be involved, including Darlington, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Kenosha Christian Life, Lancaster, Monona Grove, Riverdale, Waupun, along with Westfield and the host, Richland Center Hornets. The action will get underway tomorrow morning at 9 and culminate around 4 o'clock for that Varsity Girls Wrestling Invitational. We're a week away from lots of conference meets, including the conference duels for the SWC, which will be held on Saturday, the 27th of January, at Lancaster High School. The following week, the SWAL-SWC Wrestling Clash, that will be hosted by Mineral Point. Kickapoo will be the host of the upcoming Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Wrestling Tournament. The following weekend will be regionals, then team sectionals on that following Tuesday night, February 13th. There will be sectional wrestling coming up on the 17th of February, and the following weekend, the State Individual Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. That time is right around the bend. And that's it for the Halftime Report, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center. Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center. Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
WRCO. 36-32 the score here at halftime. Hornets trailing Lancaster by 4. So Lancaster was up 32-18. The Hornets then proceeded to outscore them to the tune of 14-4 to close the half here. And thus we have the close ball game. Let's look at first half scoring. Leading the way for the Arrows with 16, Michael Murphy. Also 7 points for Zach Hermson. Tyler Timmerman has 5. Dane Kaufman, 3. Connor Raisbeck has 3. And 2 for Taylor Williams. Leading Richland Center, leading all game scorers at halftime, Wes Bosworth with 17 points. Also 5 for Tyler Woodman. 4 by Liam Fingerson, 2 each for Jaden Shep, Trayton Shep, and Garrison Weiss. Hornets have made 2 3-point baskets, They are 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Lancaster has made 7 3-point baskets, and they are 1 for 6 from the free throw stripe. Here at halftime, it is Lancaster leading by 4, 36-32. Hornets have done a good job early on. Lancaster pretty hot from the beyond the arc, and then the Hornets were able to kind of get some stops and kind of get into more of that half-court game, which they have been doing, and getting a lot of passes off before every shot. So that's certainly been a key here as well for Coach Brian Poole's team. 36-32, the Lancaster Arrows lead the Richland Center Hornets. 18 minutes of basketball coming next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Dahl Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dahl Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Dahl Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Here we go. Second half getting set to start. Lancaster will inbound the basketball. Hornets come back with Wes Bosworth, Liam Fingerson, Garrison Weiss, Jaden Shep, and Brady Dosh. And the Arrows check back with Zach Hermson, Tyler Timmerman, Michael Murphy, Taylor Williams, and Connor Raisbeck. Ball goes to the left side right away. Low block for Williams. Kicks it back to the corner. Fires it to Timmerman. Hornets try to knock it away. Down to Raisbeck. Now a turnaround. Fallaway is up and good for Taylor Williams. That makes it 38-32. Lancaster. Hornets trying to get the ball to the right side. Knocked away. Murphy picks. 3-on-1. Dishes left side. Tough shot up. And good for Timmerman. Arrows score 4 points in a matter of about 20 seconds. And that makes it 40-32. Hornets with the ball. Bosworth left wing. Brings it back to Jaden Shep on the right side. Give and go to Bosworth. High post, drives low, kicks it off to Dosh in the corner. Brady, nothing doing. Gives it to Bosworth in the corner. West on a drive in the lane. Plows in, tough shot. Partially blocked, gets his own miss. And reverse lay-in is up, no good. Blocked by the Arrows. Timmerman got a piece of it. And Tyler catches the outlet pass. Gives it out to Williams in the corner. He'll drive, shot in the lane, won't stay, and the rebound tipped around Fingerson to Dosh. Up to Bosworth. Hornets on the run. West is shot, won't stay. Off the front of the iron, Murphy grabs for Lancaster. Near side, Hermson accelerates baseline, lays it up, and good. And that's a 6-point run here to start for the Arrows. They'll take it off on the left side now, trying to get the basketball to Bosworth, and the Hornets will. Now Jaden Shep, top of the circle. Going against the man-to-man. Jaden down deep, leans in, passes off to Garrison Weiss. Weiss around the defender, goes in. Shot won't stay. Rebound pulled down by the Arrows. Murphy the other way. Murphy down to the baseline, fires to the corner. Timmerman for three. On the rim, no good. Bosworth with a one-hand snap.